The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, episode 146. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, psychologist and adaptability coach to entrepreneurs and business leaders. I believe that working on your business is more important than working in your business. If you want to achieve your business goals and dreams without the cost and pain of having to make every mistake yourself, then the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai is the podcast for you. I'm here to help you learn from the lessons of entrepreneurs and business leaders to help you work on yourself and your business so that you can save time, energy, and grow faster. For those of you new to the show, the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai presents 3 new episodes each week. On Insight Sunday, we dive into the minds of business leaders through insightful guest interviews. On Story Tuesday, we dig deeper with them and learn firsthand from their stories, hard-earned lessons, and experience. On Thrive Thursday, it's just you and me on the couch, where you'll hear scientific research, my thoughts, and tangible tactics to adapt and grow yourself and your business. Grab a proverbial seat and listen up so you can learn from the minds and mistakes business leaders and apply their wisdom to your life and business. In part 2 of our Story Tuesday conversation, Tracy shares how she invites her clients to play in the world of possibility and how she helps them imagine and then shape possibility into reality. Before we dive in, I wanted to share that the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai is brought to you by Adaptability Coaching and Consulting. If you lead a 7+ figure business and want to reach the next level for yourself and your business, if you have passions, goals, and dreams, and want to continue to strive as a team, a leader, and a visionary without risking burnout. If you have overcome challenges, developed wisdom, and know that adapting is not just for surviving, but a core part of thriving, then adaptability coaching is for you. With psychology and neuroscience-backed tools, the 3D adaptation framework can show you how to tap into and harness the way our brains are uniquely designed for adaptation. You can learn to harness and leverage adaptability tools and frameworks to grow yourself and your company. You can learn to become fast, flexible, and formidable. You can learn to hone yourself further, to proactively adapt, to thrive, instead of reactively adapting, just to survive. To learn more, go to dryishai.com/coaching.
I don't know if it's a presence of mind, but if they don't take their Hail Mary and hire a coach or bring an expert in to show them what's possible and also what's in the way, oftentimes it's them. It's unfortunate because they'll often leave and go back to the corporate world or back into a hospital setting or some other practice for my doctors, and they just lose all their joy, you know, and so they've lost twice. And that's really unfortunate. But I feel like I get to support them in choosing for what they said that they wanted to be doing in the first place and why they said they wanted to be doing it in the first place. And some of my clients aren't concerned about money. They want to be home with their kids and their spouses. But as a result of making some of the changes and letting go of control, one of my clients, and this was before we really started doing the work, increased his revenues by 40% in like 4 months, 3 or 4 months, because he made a few adjustments to his schedule and brought somebody else in to handle some of the things that he'd been handling and was still leaving work on time to pick up the kids on his day to pick them up and to make dinner on the nights when he's making dinner and to do all those things and have weekends free and be playful and be present with his growing family. So he was like, great, I'm making more money, but my wife and my kids are so happy because I'm home and I'm present. And that's what I really wanted. And so we just kind of goes back to listening and learning what they really want, but we can always get to where we want if we're willing to let go of the thing that is standing in the way, just usually somewhere in our heads.
Such a powerful point that
there's often something in our own heads standing in our way. And for whatever the reason is, for some people, they hold on to it for dear life, even though it's kind of sucking the life out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for some people, it takes time to see it, or they need to hear it from multiple people. I just came back from working with a client, or I traveled to them, and I set up a couple of meetings with experts who I bring in who have different backgrounds to support. And it was just so interesting because it was so intense. I was there for 5 days without me prompting for these other experts to say the same thing I was saying, but from a different angle. Not that they weren't listening to me, but it really clicked and it really solidified and it really helped them make the decision even before I gave them the summary of, you know, our time together, that they were like, yes, we're going to do this, this, and this. And it was already decided before I'd even delivered my recommendations, which is great. That's what I want. I want really the summary to just be a summary that they already chose. It's the decision that makes everything change. So it's sometimes we need to bring in more people to help them hear it.
More voices. So,
more voices. Yeah. Sometimes I'll recommend a podcast. I'll hear a podcast and they'd say one thing and I'll mark the timestamp and then send it. Go fast. You can listen to the whole thing, but if you're in a hurry, fast forward and listen to these 5 minutes because that's what I want you to hear. And then they come back, you were right. I'm not trying to be right. I want you to be successful and I want you to really reach the vision that you've painted for yourself and for your family and for your business. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
We get creative.
It's amazing that you're constantly kind of thinking about your clients and pulling from all these different places and really trying to help them see. And sometimes it takes more angles, more viewpoints for them to really see what you're really looking for, finding ways for them to really take in something that's going to help them reach for or accomplish whatever it is they're aspiring for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I lean on my intuition a lot. I have this huge skill set and a lot of training and lots of certifications and multiple degrees. And those are very extremely valuable. But trusting my intuition has been, I think, one of the most important pieces of how I support my clients in reaching the goals that they set and achieving the success that they desire. And so sometimes something will come seemingly out of left field. But my clients, we develop a relationship over time. So if I come to them and I go, I had a thought, okay, we're listening. Tracy said, you know, because I don't try to rattle off lots and lots of things randomly. It's usually something that's come through an intuitive sense or a pattern recognition, or I happen to be reading something and or listening to something. And I go, that's it. That's what we need to do.
That's such an important piece of being able to trust your intuition. Or I think for some people, it's your gut. For some people, it's what you're feeling, however you want to call it, whatever it is for you. Being able to have a kind of trust in yourself and a recognition that you're not trying to just hold yourself back and you're not trying to hold other people back. That's not typically what most people are in the process of, even when we get stuck in a process.
Yeah. And it's, I think working with a coach and even working with a consultant, regardless of their credentials, is such a leap of faith. So I always want to honor that in showing. I mean, I do turn off my brain from work, but something will come through occasionally when I don't expect it. And I pay attention to try to push it away. But I just really honor the faith and trust that it takes to hire somebody who they've never known before, to spill their guts and talk about their fears and their goals and their excitement and the things that hold them back and the mistakes they've made and all of those things, especially, I think everybody has a hard time with this, but I've noticed the pattern with my physicians that I work with, that it's really, really hard for them to say that they don't know something because that is not welcome in the world of medicine. And to be able to get them to trust that I'm not going to go blasting that around telling people that they don't know how to run a business, because sometimes they really don't. They just have this desire to be in business for themselves. I work to honor that and to respect that and to continue to build on the trust that they have put in me.
So powerful. And there's something so important about acknowledging that it is a leap of faith and that there are so many things that can be so challenging. And there are reasons that when something is challenging, it's not just coming out of nowhere. And doesn't mean you can always get to, nor is it always maybe the place of coaching to go for the root of that issue rather than trying to find the way forward. And it's at the same time really important to finding the way forward to acknowledge, as you said, I think really beautifully about yourself, that you try not to push away when something comes into your awareness, particularly when there's something challenging or hard, maybe even vulnerable. I wish we had more time. Let's jump into another couch round because we got to wrap
up. Okay.
So let's kick it off with, what's one thing you know now that you wish you knew when you were just getting started?
These things take time. The phrase that my grandmother used to always say, I wish that I had trusted that. Now I trust it.
Amazing. Thank you. Next question. What's the difference between a mistake and failure?
Oh, I think they're both the same. To me, failure is not tragic. When I think of failure, I think of an opportunity to learn. It's often a gift to be able to pivot. I saw a commercial recently that struck me. Instead of bouncing back, I think it's like a Wi-Fi commercial or something. They talk about bouncing forward. And I always talk about failure as being like a trampoline. Like the harder we fall, the higher we bounce, because we learn. If we're paying attention, we're learning from that. So to me, mistakes and failure are kind of interchangeable.
Awesome. Thank you. Next, can you name someone who you can go to when you make a mistake and they'll respond by saying, okay, let's deal with this now and learn from it for later?
My husband. He's also he works in the corporate world, but he's an operations and finance guy. And so he's very level-headed, especially level-headed when I'm not. And so he can listen to it and go, okay, so we're learning something. So I have some thoughts. Do you want to hear them? Which is great, because when he offers solutions, I don't want to hear it. So until I say yes. So yeah, he's been a really great sounding board for me being in business.
It's great to be able to have a sounding board, especially someone that you feel so strongly that you can go to and they'll be supportive and they'll understand what you need and how to approach it with you. It can really make a huge difference.
It's very safe, but he's also extremely knowledgeable and he's a strategic finance guy, right? So I can go to him and ask him questions and then his strategy brain starts going. And so I love that, because he often helps pull me, well, I have to pull myself, but he shows me that I can pull myself out of smaller thinking into something larger or where there's a potential pitfall that I'm not seeing. Yeah. I feel really very fortunate.
Yeah, for sure. Next question. Can you name someone that you learned from their mistakes instead of making your own?
I can't think of anybody in my circle necessarily, but I definitely have learned from reading books written by people who are willing to disclose that they've made mistakes. And those are the books that I often prefer to read. They're more real. It makes me realize that I'm pretty normal, whatever that means, and that it's common to make mistakes and learn from them. And one of the books that's been a real guiding light for me is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. I love the stories that he shares. I love the concept of the zones of competency and learning what your zone of genius and all of that, but learning from the mistakes, mostly stories that he shares from his clients. But that was probably one of the biggest places where I learned that it's okay. And I'm going to check myself before I wreck myself. And I really took that message from one of the stories in that book.
Yeah. It's amazing how much getting exposed to those stories, the mistakes that other people make when they're willing to share them, can also help us learn. I think you put this so beautifully, that failure is like a trampoline. The harder you fall, the higher you rise when you're doing that with intention. And I think that that's so meaningful. It's actually part of the reason that a big piece, and on Story Tuesday, the stories are about lessons learned from mistakes, from failures, from challenges, from things that didn't work out, because that's how we learn so much of what we learn, some of what really sticks most for us. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you. And we'll get to this more later, I'm sure, as we're wrapping up. And thank you also for sharing your own lessons and mistakes. We're going to jump right into the next question. What's more important from your perspective, working in your business or working on your business?
In the beginning, unless one has great funding, probably working in the business becomes very important. It's very informative. I believe that it helps illuminate who we need to bring in first when we start building a team. So in the beginning, I would say working in the business is extremely, it's like critical to understanding it and knowing you have to know your business. You have to understand, even if you don't end up building all of the processes and systems, you need to understand why they're important so that when you hire people, you bring the right people in. But once there is some momentum, and you don't have to have achieved huge success, by the way, but once you start gaining momentum, we want to start changing that percentage of time and start working more on the business. So that's getting dreamy, setting your vision, setting your goals, strategizing, and implementation. Really, most of it hopefully becomes your team who does that if you're the visionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Next question. What's one thing that's coming up for you, your business that you're working on or really excited about?
Oh my gosh. So I am super excited about this.
I can already hear it.
I know. It's like, I have two things actually. So I'll talk fast. I won't talk fast. I'll be brief. So I was invited to create a women's leadership workshop series for some people in the insurance industry. So I'm doing that and creating that. And it's actually starting in a couple of weeks. But as I was building the content, I started thinking about other ways that I could use it because it's my intellectual property. So what else could I do with it? So I'm actually going to, with the help of my amazing executive assistant, build a course that will be an online course through, don't know which platform yet, that will be available and very affordable to young high potential women and young entrepreneurial women. And we'll have all kinds of ways to make it accessible if even the price that we set is not right for them. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very excited about that and proud of the content that I'm building. And another thing that I'm doing is working with a group of international doctors and healthcare practitioners around the world. We're still building the group. So hopefully we'll be starting that in a few weeks as well. But I've created a mastermind where we'll work together for a year and I'm bringing in experts in marketing, finance, back office operations, and a publishing house to help them figure out how to move their way forward. And then they also get coaching with me. So I feel like it's a really lovely way to bring people together and watch them go wild with their growth and excitement.
Yeah, it sounds like such an incredible opportunity to just skyrocket their knowledge, their understanding, to learn from each other, to get coaching from you, and to learn from experts.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
I see how stoked you are. You're so excited.
I love that. Stoked. Yes, that's a West Coast word, I think.
It is indeed. Yes. Yeah,
I'm from Seattle originally. I know that word.
The California part of me is coming out.
Yeah, I'm so stoked. I'm very stoked. Yes.
Awesome. Last question. What's one question about business or leadership that you would want to ask a psychologist, adaptability hacker, executive coach, or business consultant?
You know, it's really simple. It's how can I get out of my own way faster?
Thank you so much for that question. I am actually going to answer that question for Thrive Thursday's episode. So you'll be able to hear that along with all of you who are listening today. And I wanted to say thank you again so much for giving us a peek behind your success and diving into your hard-learned wisdom. I think it's, as you said earlier, it's really powerful to learn from the challenges, the mistakes, the failures, the pitfalls in the entrepreneurial, the business, and the leadership process or journey, as well as our achievements. So I really hope that you guys today listening have gained a lot out of my conversation with Tracy. I know that I'm really excited to listen back and take in and soak up more of what you shared, Tracy. And just a few things that you shared today. One is that when you started in life coaching and you weren't necessarily quite as clear and you ended up attracting recently divorced women, which was at a time that you were still at that place for yourself. And without recognizing it, you were getting a lot of these buttons pushed, which then brought you to that realization and how important it was to gain more clarity and how that clarity lent itself to some shifts, even just in thought process and language. And those little shifts made a big difference for the work you ended up doing, which became so much more meaningful after that, as well as talking about how you needed to address the pieces of that. We talked a little bit about how to address the business pieces or the goal pieces in coaching and the unresolved pieces in therapy and the difference between some of those. So thank you for sharing that. And also the difference between what I should be doing versus what I could be doing and how important it is to play in the possibility box, this vision of what the future is, and how important it is to recognize that most of our limitations are imposed by parts of ourselves, something that we're holding on to often for dear life without realizing that it's actually sucking the life out of ourselves or out of our businesses. So thank you for sharing that and so much more. I really, really appreciate you taking the time and joining us and sharing so many points of wisdom and your own experiences.
It was really fun. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks for joining us today on The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai. If you enjoyed today's episode, take a moment to rate and review the podcast. It helps grow the show and gives more people like you the ability to learn and grow. You can also click the share button to share today's episode directly with someone you know who would enjoy it. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast artwork is made by Sam Barkadari, show notes by Yishai Barkadari, and music by www.purple-planet.com. The advice and opinions of the host and guests are our own. I'm a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with either the guest or the listener. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember, our thoughts and reactions affect our actions. By listening, we can learn from the challenges others face and the choices they make, so that we can make better decisions and get better results.